تفضل شيخ. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم تقبل صلاتنا وصيامنا ودعاءنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا. اللهم أعنا على ذكر رمضان وصيامه وقيامه ودعائه وطاعته وعبادته على الوجه الذي يرضيك عنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك القرب منك، ونسألك الولاية لك، ونسألك حسن التوكل عليك يا رب العالمين. أيها الإخوة والأخوات، نرحب بكم مع يوم جديد من أيام شهر رمضان في وقت الإفطار، لنعيش هذه اللحظات المباركة مع موعظة طيبة وكلمة مباركة ودعاء نسأل الله عز وجل أن يستجيب لنا ولكم. دعاؤنا في هذه الساعة المباركة أن يصلح الله أحوالنا وأحوال الناس وأحوال المسلمين في الأرض، وأن يفرج كربة أهلنا في غزة، وأن يجعل لهم فرجا ونصرا وفتحا وتمكينا وهداية ووقاية وعناية وولاية. وأسأل الله رب السماء والأرض أن يوقف العدوان على أهلنا في غزة، وأن ييسر لهم من يغيثهم ويعينهم وينصرهم ويؤيدهم، ومن يقف إلى جانبهم، فاللهم انصر من نصرهم واخذل من خذلهم، لأن من نصرهم نصر ومن خذلهم خذل، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. نستفتح بالذي هو خير مع شيخنا الشيخ عبد الحميد، تفضل يا أخي الحبيب.
بارك الله فيكم شيخنا ومشايخنا الكرام. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله، وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. والله الذي لا هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم. اللهم يا الله انفعنا بالقرآن العظيم، وانفعنا ببركة طاعتك وعبادتك والقرب منك يا رب العالمين. اللهم تقبل من الصائمين صيامهم، ومن القائمين قيامهم، ومن المصلين صلاتهم. اللهم لا تردنا عن بابك خائبين، ولا تجعلنا من الأشقياء المحرومين. اللهم انفعنا بأسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العليا واسمك العظيم الأعظم. اللهم استجب به دعاءنا وتقبل به صلاتنا يا رب العالمين. إن شاء الله نعيش مع شيخنا الشيخ أسامة حفظه الله، إن شاء الله مع كلمة. So we will have our شيخ أسامة إن شاء الله with a message. We ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to benefit our children, our brothers, our sisters, everybody إن شاء الله from the wisdom and the knowledge of our sheikhs, our brothers, الشيخ أسامة and الشيخ إسماعيل. تفضل شيخنا.
جزاك الله خير شيخنا، الله يبارك فيك. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد أشرف الخلق وسيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وما بعد، I pray that you're all doing well and that you're finding the second day of fast easy and facilitated. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it from us as it's coming to a conclusion, and that He blesses us with the prayers that are answered. Allahumma istajib du'a'ana. Allahumma istajib du'a'ana. Waj'alna min ahli al-ijabati wal-istijaba. Ya Rabbil Alameen. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us of those who hasten to respond to His call and who are answered and accepted by Him. Allahumma ameen. Brothers and sisters, it's known to all of us that these precious moments leading up to iftar are times, are moments that should be seized in du'a. And du'a is one of the greatest gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us. It's our means to call upon Him. It's our means to ask of Him, Al-Kareem subhanahu. And our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us words of encouragement in calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيِّيٌ كَرِيمٌ يستحي إذا رفع الرجل إليه يديه أن يردهما صفرا خائبتين. Allah عز وجل is generous and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding. He doesn't turn away two hands that are extended to Him without any response whatsoever. The Quranic call in many verses is Allah Azza wa Jal inviting us to call upon Him. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Just call upon me, I will answer you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who are too proud to ask are going to be punished in the fire of hell. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. As we're reflecting on dua, there are a number of things that make dua more powerful. What are the things that make dua closer to being answered? One of these things is the time in which the dua is made. That makes a difference. Not all times are the same. Not all places are the same. And the sacred space of Ramadan is one of those times where dua is closer to being answered. Among the times in which dua is also being closer to being answered is right at the time of iftar. As the Prophet ﷺ said, لِلصَّائِمِ دَعْوَةٌ مُسْتَجَابَةٌ لَا تُرَدْ. There is a prayer that is answered for the one fasting and it's not turned away. And that's at the time of breaking the fast. Also in the last third of the night. Also after salawat, also between adhan and iqama. These are times that are sacred and blessed to make dua in these situations. So one factor that makes a dua stronger is time. A second one is the condition of the one calling upon Allah Azza wa Jal. As we know, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions in the hadith, ثُمَّ ذَكَرْ رَجُلْ يُطِيلُ السَّفَرْ أَشْعَثَ أَغْبَرْ يَمُدُّ يَدَيْهِ لَلسَّمَاءِ يَقُولُ يَا رَبْ يَا رَبْ وملبسه حرام ومطعمه حرام ومشربه حرام وغذي بالحرام فأنا يستجاب له. Prophet ﷺ says in this hadith, how will someone be answered when their condition is as follows? They're traveling, they're disheveled, they're dusty, they're facing the difficulty of travel, which is supposed to be a time when prayers are answered. And they're extending their hands saying, oh Allah, oh Allah, but their body's been nourished by haram. Their clothing is from haram. And how can someone with this disposition be answered by Allah? So the condition of the one making the dua, it makes a big difference in the dua being answered. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a beautiful verse of the Quran, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ. Allah is the one who answers the one in dire necessity. Why? Because the one who is muttar and in dire necessity realizes, hey, you know what? All doors are closed. I have nowhere to go. They realize the true state of affairs, and that is that I am utterly dependent. We're always, all of us, categorically, we're all dependent. But the question is, do I realize it or not? When I am in a tough situation, that's when I realize how dependent I am. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He honors Ahl al-Ittirar. He honors them and He loves them and He raises them up, those who are in dire necessity, who have nowhere else to turn but to Him. This is a second factor that makes dua powerful. And the third one, and I'm going to close with it, inshallah, that makes dua powerful is the etiquette in which it's presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a third thing that strengthens our dua. What do I know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The more I know Him, the more my prayers will actually be meaningful and effective, right? Because when I am in a tough situation, who do I turn to? I turn to someone I trust, someone I know who could help me and assist me. If I don't know Allah Azza wa Jal, then how will I have the urgency to turn to Him in difficulty? So how is it presented to Allah? By calling upon Him, by His names and attributes, by showing reverence and regard and respect for His status for maqam al-rububiyyah or maqam al-uluhiyyah, showing His regard as our Lord, subhanah, and our caretaker, subhanah. The more I present my dua with etiquette, with calling upon Him by His names, with sending salah on the Prophet ﷺ, with facing the Qibla, with being in a state of tahara, with being in a state of humility, with being in a state of ilhah and insistence and persistence in making the dua, as the Prophet ﷺ says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْعَبْدَ اللَّحُوحِ. Allah loves the one who is persistent in making dua. These are three factors that strengthen dua. Again, the time in which it's made, the condition of the one making it, and the way it's presented to Allah Azza wa Jalla. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses these moments and accepts from us. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khair ya Shaykh Usama. أسأل الله عز وجل أن يستجيب دعاءنا. إن للصائم دعوة مستجابة وذلك كل يوم حين يفطر. فأيها الإخوة اغتنموا وقتكم واغتنموا لحظاتكم بالدعاء. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يرزقنا الإجابة. شيخ إسماعيل أهلا وسهلا فيك. حياك الله. تفضل.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We start off by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending our peace and blessings upon our Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I was just thinking now, as Sheikh Usama was speaking so eloquently and giving amazing advice, of the page of fasting on Surah Al-Baqarah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us with fasting. The one single page in Surah Al-Baqarah where Allah speaks about Ramadan. It's the only time in the entire Quran where Allah speaks about the month of Ramadan. And how does Allah conclude the page? After speaking about the great act of fasting. Fasting is amazing. Fasting brings you close to Allah. Fasting makes your heart polished and clean from sins. Fasting grants you taqwa and iman like no other time of the year. Connected along with the blessed and sacred month of Ramadan. So now you have the sacred act of fasting, a beautiful act of worship, the obligation of fasting that comes one single time a year in the blessed month of Ramadan. Then you have the blessed timing of Ramadan. Two amazing factors that make dua more appealing and more answered. Then you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning dua at the end of this, where He says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانَ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Allah, He ends it off after talking about fasting, after talking about Ramadan, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. And if my servants were to ask about me, let them know that I am close. Islam is amazing. Islam is beautiful. There's nothing like Islam in the world. Islam is simple. You call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity. You call out to Allah directly, speed dial, sila, direct connection with your Lord and Creator. All you have to do is have a sincere, nice, open heart. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي, and if your servants and your slaves ask about me, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, let them know I'm close. I'm very close. وَإِنِّي أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah, he says in the other surah, he said, I'm closer to them, I'm closer to my slave than his jugular vein. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ. I will respond to the caller. I will respond to the one who calls out to me. So let him believe in me and let him listen to me and let him call out to me. That's all it is. Islam is very simple. You know, dua, the act of worship, which is dua, is a beautiful act of worship. It has no conditions and prerequisites. You can make dua whenever you want, however you want. You just talk to Allah like you talk to a human being. You know, sometimes you go through an issue, sometimes you go through a difficulty, so you open up to a human being. You call your friend and you speak to him because you have a problem. That's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be for the believer. You should always speak to Allah, always. And this is dua. This is dua, to have a strong connection with Allah and speaking to him. When you drive to work, you speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you say, Ya Allah, I'm going through difficulty. Ya Allah, alleviate me from my difficulty. Ya Allah, I'm going through hardship. Alleviate me from my hardship. Ya Allah, I love you and I want you to love me. Ya Allah, I love you and I want to be with the people that love you. Yani, talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like you talk to a human being and talk always consistently with him. But I'm going to give some pieces of advice that I found myself to be very, very beneficial and helpful in this notion of dua. And that's that when you feel close to Allah, or when you feel like after you make wudu and you pray salah, especially after salah, force yourself to make dua. Because many people, like myself, many people, we're all people of shortcomings. We don't have a constant regimen. We don't have a constant consistency with dua. You want to gain, you want to reach the point of constant consistency with dua. You want to be someone who constantly makes dua. Someone who constantly makes dua. How do you do this? By forcing it. By making it happen. The same way you gain patience in iffah. وَمَن يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرْهُ اللَّهِ وَمَن يَسْتَعْفِفْ يَعِفَّهُ اللَّهِ. Whomsoever truly wants iffah. You know, if you want iffah, if you want to be pure and sanct and chaste, Allah, he'll grant it to you. And if you want sabr truly, if you want to be patient truly, Allah, he'll grant it to you. The same thing with anything else. If you want to truly make dua, you will get it. How do you do it? You're persistent in that act. So, for example, you go, you make wudu, you pray salah. After salah, sit down in your place of prayer, and the angels are making dua for you that whole time that you're sitting there anyway. Sit down in your place of prayer and open your hands out and start to make dua to Allah and start to speak to Allah. Maybe for the first 30 seconds to the first minute, you're not going to be concentrating. You won't be there. But when you fake it till you make it, you force it until you feel it. Do this every single day. Do this all the time. Sit down and talk to Allah. Say, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I love you. Ya Allah, you are the greatest. Ya Allah, you are strong and I am weak. Ya Allah, you are rich and I am poor. Ya Allah, I ask you for whatever you want to ask. You speak to Allah in the language that you know how to speak. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he hears everything. A lot of things that I get questions all the time from people saying, oh, what's the dua for this or what's the dua for that? They want like the secret hack, the secret dua for something specific. Brother, you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to answer you? You call out to him from the bottom of your stomach, from the pit of your stomach. Like Sheikh Osama said, the dua of the muttar. The dua of the muttar. You know what the muttar individual is? It's the person that's hanging onto a raft in the middle of the ocean. You know the middle of the ocean? He fell off a boat in the middle of the ocean. He's hanging onto a raft and he calls out to Allah with sincerity. That's the most sincere dua. You want to reach that point all the time. How do I reach that point all the time? You call out from the bottom of your stomach, from the pit of your stomach. You call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with immense sincerity. So, Ya Allah, I am nothing and you are everything. Ya Allah, I'm all weak and you are strong. Ya Allah, you know everything and I know nothing. Ya Allah, please, etc., etc., etc. Ask Allah for whatever you want, but as if you're in the worst scenario in the world. And this is the greatest dua ever. And when you do this, when you start to have a certain habit of dua, you start to get used to it. Then something interesting happens. Once you start to get used to making dua after salah, something interesting happens. That you start to long for dua. Because when you make dua, you're talking to Allah. You start to die for this. You start to look forward to this. Then you go and you pray your salah, and you sit down in your spot. You don't want to be near your phone. You see this phone? It's a distraction. You want your phone to be nowhere near you because your phone takes you away from Allah. Your phone distracts you from the connection you have with Allah. You have a strong connection, and that phone, it distracts you from that. So you want to move your phone. You want to move your phone away from you, and you want to sit and talk to Allah. You want to sit and talk to Allah as much as you can, and you call out to Allah, and you ask Allah for whatever you want. You say, Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters in Palestine, they're going through great difficulty. Ya Allah, leave them of their difficulty. Ya Allah, grant them your aid. Ya Allah, grant them your drink. Ya Allah, grant them your food. Ya Allah, strengthen their hearts and their feet. Ya Allah, destroy their oppressors. Ya Allah, we ask you to destroy their oppressors. Just make dua like this every single day. And inshallah, we look forward always. You look forward and you anticipate the times of ijaba, like Sheikh Osama mentioned. And there's something interesting here I wanted to mention, is that's if you look at the times where dua is accepted, it's usually after an act of worship. And why is that? Because when you perform an act of worship, you're close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you perform an act of worship, you're close to Allah. Yani the dua of the sa'im is mustajab. The dua of the fasting individual, especially before, right before he breaks his fast, is answered. And the dua after aqib al-salawat is answered. Why is that? And the dua in Mina, in Muzdalifa, in Arafah is answered. Why? Because these are all great, immense, amazing acts of worship. You're close to Allah. You're purified. Your heart is pure and you're close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
When you're
close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your dua is more answered. Jazakallah khair. May Allah bless you guys. Jazakallah khair. Sorry, I went over the time. May Allah bless you. Sorry.
الحمد لله جزاك الله خير يا شيخ إسماعيل لا يمل من كلامك ورسالتك الطيبة التي تخرج من القلب إلى القلب أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى يبارك في شبابنا ومشايخنا وعلمائنا اللهم يا رب نسألك في هذه الساعة المباركة أن تتقبل منا أجمعين أيها الإخوة والأخوات كما أخبرنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بأن للصائم دعوة مستجابة وذلك في كل يوم وحين يفطر وأن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم علمنا أن دبر الطاعات والعبادات يكون الاستجابة للدعوات فعن أبي أمامة رضي الله تعالى عنه قيل يا رسول الله قال قيل يا رسول الله أي الدعاء أسمع قال جوف الليل الآخر ودبر الصلوات المكتوبات وهذا الذي يجعلنا نفهم لماذا عند آخر نهار رمضان وعند نهاية يومه يكون الدعاء مستجاب فالنفس تكون أقرب إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى وأخشع وأخضع وأكثر تواضعا وإقبالا وهنا أقبل بنفسك وقلبك على الله عز وجل أقبلوا إخواني وأخواتي على الله سبحانه وتعالى فإن الدعاء مستجاب قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله عز وجل يستجيب لعبده المؤمن ما لم يعجل يقول دعوت فلم يستجب لي إياك أن تقول دعوت فلم يستجب لي لأن الله عز وجل إذا دعوته أجابك قال ربنا سبحانه وتعالى وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم ادعوني أستجب لكم وفي آيات الصيام يقول ربنا سبحانه وتعالى وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون وهنا أيها الإخوة ليعلم كل واحد منا أن قراءة القرآن الكريم هي دعاء والصلاة عندما تصلي هي دعاء وعندما تذكر الله دعاء قال ربنا في الحديث القدسي الذي يرويه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيقول من شغله ذكري وقرآني عن مسألتي أعطيته أفضل مما أعطي السائلين فلو أن الإنسان أيضا انشغل بالعلم وانشغل بالقرآن وانشغل بالذكر فاعلم أن الله عز وجل يقضي لك حاجتك ويستجيب لك ما تريد ومن فتح له منكم باب من أبواب الدعاء فتحت له أبواب الرحمة وما سئل الله تعالى شيئا أحب إليه من أن يسأل العافية وإن الدعاء ينفع مما نزل ومما لم ينزل ولا يرد القضاء إلا الدعاء فعليكم عباد الله بالدعاء هكذا قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أيها الإخوة فيما تبقى من لحظات ندعو الله سبحانه وتعالى بها أسأل الله ربي وربكم أن يجعل لنا استجابة وخيرا وبركة لنا ولكم ولأهلنا في غزة وفلسطين وفي كل مكان فنقول يا رب بسم الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي لا يحمد على مكروه سواه الحمد لله على كل حال ونعوذ بالله من حال أهل النار اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم إليك نشكو ضعف قوتنا وقلة حيلتنا وهواننا على الناس أنت أرحم الراحمين وأنت أرب المستضعفين وأنت رب أهل غزة وفلسطين وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين نسألك يا الله أن تنزل عليهم العافية وأن تفرج عنهم ما نزل بهم من الكرب العظيم اللهم يسر أمورهم واستر عيوبهم وآمن روعاتهم واستر عوراتهم واغفر زلاتهم أنت حسبهم ونعم الوكيل اللهم أنت حسبهم وأنت وكيلهم ووكيلنا وحسبنا يا رب العالمين اللهم إنك لا ترضى الظلم لعبادك، اللهم إنك وعدتنا ألا ترد دعوة المظلوم، فأنت العدل وأنت العدل قد سميت به نفسك. اللهم انصر المظلومين المستضعفين على من ظلمهم، ورد الظالمين مذؤومين مدحورين مهزومين يا رب العالمين. اللهم أنت الناصر وأنت المعين وأنت على كل شيء قدير. اللهم أهلك المعتدين على الدماء والمساجد والمستشفيات وعلى البيوت وعلى الآمنين يا رب العالمين. اللهم ردهم كما رددت الظالمين عن أنبيائك ورسلك يا رب العالمين. اللهم أنت حسبهم وأنت وليهم وأنت مولاهم يا نعم المجيب، يا صادق الوعد، يا عظيم الوعيد. يا الله يا رب يا رب، عبادك في هذه الساعة يدعونك فلا تردهم. اللهم إنهم قد مدوا أيديهم إليك فلا تخيب رجاءهم. اللهم يا من يا من أغلقت كل الأبواب إلا بابك، وانقطعت الأسباب إلا إليك، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بك. يا رب اللهم إنا عبادك، بنو عبيدك، بنو إمائك، نواصينا بيدك، نعلم مستقرنا، تعلم مستقرنا ومستودعنا، وتعلم منقلبنا ومثوانا وسرنا وعلانيتنا، وتطلع على نياتنا وتحيط بضمائرنا. علمك بما نبديه كعلمك بما نخفيه، فنسألك يا الله أن تفرج كربة أهلنا في غزة وفي فلسطين، وأن تجعل لهم عونا وسندا ومددا ورحمة وعافية وكرما، وأن تيسر لهم من عبادك من ينصرهم ويؤيدهم ويعينهم، فإنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونسألك من خير ما سألك به عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اقض حوائجنا ويسر أمورنا وتقبل صلاتنا وصيامنا ودعاءنا. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. مع الأذان شيخ عبد الحميد.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا
رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة، أتي سيدنا محمد الوسيلة والفضيلة والدرجة الرفيعة وبعث مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. اللهم تقبل منا الصلاة والصيام والدعاء والقيام، واحشرنا في زمرة خير الأنام. تقبل الله صيامكم وصلاتكم بمزيد من الأجر والمغفرة والثواب. وصل يا ربي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.